taking requests from News Director Paul Juergens today on Seat Yourself.
I made a request during the Gold Show last Saturday morning.
That's where I got this.
From the living room of my sister's house in Little Canada, Minnesota. And you played it right away. You and that Sunday guy.
Yeah, we did.
Well, you know, when a big wig.
When a big wig like you.
We make sure to get it in.
Yeah.
Paul Juergens, our guest for Seat Yourself today. Seat Yourself brought to you by those South Fargo Dairy Queens. A great stop no matter where you're at. 32nd, 13th Avenue, the mall.
Can we talk about that brownie batter? Blizzard that I tried.
Amy may have a brand new favorite.
I might have a favorite. That thing was good.
I'm a Snickers Blizzard guy.
Oh
yeah?
Yeah.
See, I think the peanuts get too hard.
Me too.
Oh, sure.
Yep. But, you know, teach his own.
Okay. Anyway, Paul Juergens is our frozen pizza connoisseur here at KFTO Radio.
I do eat quite a bit of it.
Why? Just out of curiosity, why? Is it?
We
just
looked like, first of all, picking up these pizzas this morning, we looked like we were going to a frat house in North Fargo.
Yeah.
Because we bought 3 frozen pizzas, a bag of chips, some brownie bites.
But then we also bought some Pam. So that may have been the thing that threw them off a little bit.
Okay.
Right?
You should know? We tell people why I'm here today?
Oh, yeah, we should. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I needed help with our payroll system yesterday. Paylocity.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, this is true.
Yeah, this is, it was blackmail.
JJ's my helper.
Yep.
And Amy said, well, he'll help you if you come in tomorrow and do a pizza taste test. So
mm-hmm. She brokered the deal.
She did.
She's good.
So here I am.
And then as I was leaving yesterday, I said, don't forget to go help Jergy because I brokered that deal. You got to make good on our end.
Yep. And we got it taken care of.
Okay, 5:30 last night, we got it taken care of. Joel Ear's getting paid.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. We like that.
What's amazing? Like, so many companies have switched over to, like, an automated payroll system like this. And you know what?
Not all, though. I just talked to someone this weekend who is still filling out a paper time card.
I miss that. I would rather fill out a paper time card. Right?
And she was saying that her HR person is really kind of was wishing that their company would get up to the times. And I was like, I don't think she wants that. I think you should be careful what you wish for.
I think
keep with the paper time cards as long as you can, I think. Don't you? I mean, you two deal with it more than I do. So,
I mean, to me, it's a frustrating piece of software at times where it's like, just do this.
Okay, we have so much to talk about. We have the frozen pizza to talk about. But first, can we talk about our news department here at KFTO?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because you just mentioned like, oh, Joe Lear's getting paid. If you guys are not listening to KFTO on Saturday and Sunday, well, first of all, you should be because we got real good weekend programming. And I'm going to be spinning up some hits on the Gold Show again this weekend.
Are you really?
Yeah, 4 a.m., baby.
No way.
So start turning them in early this weekend.
Okay.
But on our weekend news programming, Joe Lear has been a new addition.
Yes.
And what a good one he has been.
Yeah, some television experience in town. And oh, by the way, he's the son of Doug Lear.
Yeah.
And Michelle Lear.
We're basically a farm at this point.
Right.
We have kids to work for us. That's what we do.
You've got a couple coming up through the ranks. So
I sure
it'll be perfect.
Yes, it'll be good.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling they're going to be FM kids, though. They're going to want to spin records. Yeah.
Have you met mine?
Yeah.
They're 100% talking.
100%?
Yeah. Well, at least one of them is.
Okay.
I could see my son just wanting to play music.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but my
sense.
Daughter, yeah, she'll have things to say for sure.
Yeah.
This is off the topic, but JJ, why do you have 6 Onyx pens?
Pens?
Yeah, why? Well, they're all the same.
Yep. So I need a pen that is in the back prod room because sometimes you just need a pen.
A prod room is a production room.
Produce commercials. I need 2 more from my desk because I like these Uniball pens. I like them and
very
I prefer
specific.
Them.
I guess so.
And so
specific.
I picked them up from that. Isn't that smooth?
They are smooth.
Isn't that smooth?
I wrote my name.
Okay. So we picked up some pens from the hotel that we were at when we picked up the awards for you.
Well, by the way, thanks for going down to the Minneapolis for the
yeah,
station.
You got it. I mean, you've made that trip enough times yourself. We can
Eric
do it.
Severide Awards. So, yeah.
Now, let me ask you something about awards, right?
Okay.
Because you got a trophy case that's pretty busting at the seams.
We have some.
You know?
You do.
Can you walk us a little bit through the process of like when you're going to get an award, like how you submit and what you decide? Because we are producing hundreds of hours of radio every single week. How do you figure out what you want to send in?
Well, they have various categories. the various contests, and so you look at back at what you did that year, and it's, you know, these were 2023 entries, and for 2024, the organization, the Midwest Journalist Broadcasters Association, six state organization. So you look back at what you do, and was there a newscast that stood out? Was there a story that stood out? Was there a play-by-play that, you know? So I go around the building, talk to you, talk to Joel. Jack Michaels and Bruin Agri won for Gone Outdoors this year. So you submit, and in this case, you attach the audio to it and maybe a little description as to what it is. So the judges who are from not the states that this organization, they're from outside the tri-state area or the six-state area. And so you send it in and see what happens. And I think we submitted a dozen and we won 10.
Whoa, that's good for us.
Joel didn't know he won, by the way.
Right, yeah. Well, that's the thing. He's never actually had to submit for himself,
no,
right? Other people have done it on his behalf.
No idea. We usually have Al, the engineer, help because he has the passwords from previous years.
Oh, there you go.
And so he helped out a little bit this year. But I did do one contest, not this one, but another one that we haven't heard about yet. He didn't help. I told him,
really?
I got it done without you.
I got it done.
Yeah,
I'm
so
glad
congratulations.
That you're really growing into, after 40 years, 41 plus years, it's good to know you're growing into that.
Yeah, I'm getting this tech thing down.
Something that that happened at the awards banquet that I thought was kind of funny was when you win, they play a brief piece of the audio that you sent in.
Right.
And same thing, because they were also television awards, and mm-hmm. some of them played the intro to like their newscast, mm-hmm. so they're like da 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 da, you know, Cedar Rapids best news da 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 da, but didn't actually get into what they won for.
Oh,
right,
like any of the coverage. And there were a couple of radio stations who played the like you're waking up right now, and then plays like this long intro song, but it gets cut off.
You never get any of the content.
Right. The guy next to us was laughing so hard every time they accidentally played something that would have just been the intro rather than the actual meat of the story.
Well, the guy that we were sitting next to has been a news director in Iowa at WHO-TV for 35 years.
President Reagan started out.
He said that, and I thought he was just pulling my leg.
No.
So President Reagan worked for
WHO
in Iowa as a TV news broadcaster or what?
I think he did radio. He might have done both because they're both.
Okay.
But I know he did, I'm almost certainly did some radio. Back to that, you know, when you're talking about the clips.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And where
they're playing clips during the awards
ceremony.
This
particular organization, they ask for the entry. And then they ask for a clip of the entry, which not to exceed 30 seconds.
Oh,
so
that's
these stations were just sending in their open News Center 28, you know,
they sent in the whole 5 minutes, and they're like, "Well, you're just getting the first 30 seconds."
The judges don't want to listen to that long.
Who judges competitions like that?
Well, this
Jerky has.
Yeah, I have.
Really?
For this organization and the Associated Press, but you do it. And I've done it for the Radio, Television, Digital News Association, which is an international group. They do the Murrow Award competition, and we've been fortunate to win several of those over the years. But they have judges from other states. So this particular organization that you were attending their conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. So no one from those states would judge. It would be wherever.
You can rattle off those. It takes me forever to rattle off
those
states.
We literally sat in the car.
I count them with my hand.
We're like, what are the six states? And then finally JJ's like, we're forgetting about Wisconsin.
So that's how they do it.
I was trying to convince her. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Illinois is a part of this.
I was like, I don't think it is.
And it does take time. I've done this. I haven't done it in recent years. But, you know, the organization will say, hey, you want to judge some awards for us? And, you know, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But you really want to give them you know, a fair shake to listen to them. And so if you get a dozen entries that you have to go through and you want to listen to them thoroughly to make sure you're not missing anything, you want to do that. So it does take a considerable amount of time. I suppose 20-some years ago, the Murrow people, the RTDNA, they used to be RTNDA, and then they added digital in there. So it's now they're Radio, Television, Digital News Association. They flew me to Washington, D.C. two judge awards over about 2 or 3 days.
Really
fun.
Yeah, it was.
Pop in a little room with a bunch of cassette tapes.
Yes,
and
VHS tapes. Yes, and I was with a fellow named Ken Charles, who's a news director now, I believe, at WSB in Atlanta. And he's been around. He was in Los Angeles. He's been in Florida. He's been around a little bit. And so he and I had this big conference table in one of our hotel rooms and spent, you know, hours all day listening to cassette tapes and this tape and that tape. Now, you can tell sometimes right away.
If you don't want to listen to the rest of it.
Yeah, but you do want to, you want to give them a fair opportunity. And so we might listen a little longer to maybe it didn't start out strong. Maybe it got a little stronger as you got into the entry. So we would give it, a good listen, a fair shape before we decided on who might win. But it does take some time, of course.
Sure.
Now with email, of course, you don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, they probably just load up one website and you log in and go one by one by one.
That's what you do. And
I don't know. I think we should start making it more of an experience, though. That sounds cool.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and they'd put you up in a hotel for 2 or 3 days. And
was it the Watergate?
I don't recall where. It might have been.
Yeah?
I don't recall. It was a long time ago. But I got to work with him, Ken Charles, and a fellow named Mark Miller from WBAL in Baltimore, and we worked together for a number of days on those.
Well, that's very cool.
2 or 3 days.
I mean, the only thing people ever ask me to judge is chili. So they're not putting me up in a hotel room to judge chili anytime soon.
No, that's Knickerbocker or something like that.
That being said, once I get there, the carpet is rolled out and it is a bright red.
Absolutely. Right.
You know?
Yep. Yeah.
In fact, it's kidney bean red.
Hey, we did judge hot dishes this year.
We did hot dishes, and I have done some barbecue and
Rusty, things. You want a piece of pizza?
Yeah, Rusty. Okay, wait, hey, what do you think this pizza is? You got a guess on it?
This is number one.
Yeah.
This is number one.
What brand do you think?
What brand
we may
of frozen
have, like,
pizza?
Because I can tell you, this sauce is incredibly distinctive. I find there's a lot going on.
Hey, do you need to go check on the other one?
Oh,
though?
My God.
Okay, the other one might be burnt. You got any guesses on what this is, Jerky?
I don't want to be wrong here because I eat a lot of frozen pizza.
I don't want to be. Okay, well, then wait. Wait to try the others. Wait to try the others. Okay. It's been in Paul Juergens' request today on Seat Yourself. From the Outlaws, Hurry Sundown. Were they a country hit?
Kind of a country rock.
Probably
their most famous song was Green Grass and High Tides. You know that song.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Saw these fellas in high school at St. Cloud State University, Hollenbeck Hall.
Oh,
okay. Down after school. And
how much that concert cost, you remember?
I have no idea. I'm sure it was $10.
Couple of bucks, yeah.
$10.
This is their hit?
This is their biggest hit. But they have a number. Yeah. Green Grass and High Tides. You've heard this. Takes a while to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like any good band from that era. They really like to warm up the crowd.
Are the Outlaws still playing together?
I believe they are.
They are. In fact, I was positive that I just saw something about them recently, and I found out where it is. I follow ZZ Top on social media, and they're touring with ZZ Top and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
No, where?
Really?
Yeah. And so, like, up in September, they're part of the Sharp Dressed Simple Man Tour.
Well, let's go. Where is it at?
Let's see. Washington, Colorado. Ooh, Colorado Springs on September 28th.
That's close.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. That'd be a good one to see.
Does it get any closer?
Indiana, New York, Virginia, Georgia, Connecticut, New Hampshire.
Doesn't get any closer.
I mean,
than that.
Colorado looks as close as Scottsdale on May 24th. If you want to go to Scottsdale at the end of May, anyone like 100-degree temperatures? Huh?
No, nope.
Yeah, most recently, I'd heard of them playing Mystic Lake a few years ago.
Oh, sure.
The casino down south of the cities, and I almost went.
I don't know. I think you should try to get on this Colorado Springs in September.
Yeah, that would be a great show.
Is it at outdoor venue?
The Sunset Amphitheater. So I imagine it is outdoors. Yeah. Otherwise, it's an ironic name. You know,
we'll get the cruiser. High Camp Cruiser.
Let's go.
He's getting new suspension, you know, so it'll be a nice ride, nice smooth ride.
Do you need to go check on this next pizza? Oh, God. I'm getting concerned again. Okay.
Don't fire me, I swear.
I just don't want anything to be burned. Okay, this is Seat Yourself. Paul Juergens with us. We're making him guess. We bought three different kinds of frozen pizzas, and he won't even name any of them. He has to try all of them before he names any off. Special shout out to Bitzer Agency. You think they just got bands over there, but they also got a pizza maker, and we picked that up on the way into work today. There ain't a crowd in sight.
It's something. Everybody's in the place. You know what my favorite part of this song is? It's a beautiful day. Hey. I think it's on the next time around, but just wait for it. That, where you like run around the avenue. Like they're running.
Funny.
I think it's so cute.
I have never noticed that until now.
Jeff Lynn's ELO.
One of your faves.
Yeah, Jerky's saying some pretty positive things about his Jeff Lynn's ELO experience.
Yeah, I kind of missed him when I was growing up, but of course that ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, was around, and then they kind of dissolved, I think, and then in recent years it came back as Jeff Lynn's ELO, because I don't think he could use ELO for copyright or whatever it might have been. And he's written a lot of music for a lot of artists. And 4 or 5 years ago, we had heard he was going to be in, or the band was going to be in St. Paul, XL Energy Center. So we purchased tickets months out, maybe a year. And then the people we were going with, we'd kind of forgotten about it. And somebody said, hey, where are we going to stay in St. Paul? We're going to Jeff Lynn in 2 weeks. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, no.
We almost forgot. And then we were kind of complacent about it, saying, well, you know, maybe we won't go. We'll try to sell the tickets. It was a packed house at XL Energy Center, and it was one of the top five shows I'd ever seen. And he's appearing, I believe, again at XL Energy late September 29th, 30th, the band. He has, because of his, he's in his 70s, low 70s. 73, 74. I thought it was his last tour. Going back out, but he has some help singing.
Oh, really?
Yes, he does. He has a backup singer that kind of helps him with some of the notes. And you don't know because they're both singing.
Right.
But it was a phenomenal show. And I thought, you know, he was done touring. It was, you know, about like Bob Seger. I'd seen him many times, Silver Bullet Band. And I think he's off tour. I think he'll be back out. But Jeff Lynn, we thought it was done. But no, 27 dates, the Down and Out Tour.
Okay.
Wow.
So, are you going to try and make it to that?
We're going.
Oh, does he still have that hair?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he always wears sunglasses. Always wears sunglasses.
Really?
Yeah. If you want to see a neat little feature about Jeff Lynn, a year or so ago on CBS Sunday Morning, they interviewed him. And, I'm sure it's out there.
Interesting.
By the way, CBS Sunday Morning, just a great program.
We watch it every
week. It's the best.
We record it.
Yeah.
And at the lake on weekends, drink coffee and sit around and watch it.
I know it's the best.
Yeah, it's just...
And if you notice, because we're a CBS affiliate, a lot of that news kind of happens during the week.
Yes.
In our CBS programming, and then you kind of see it all come together on CBS Sunday Morning. By the way, speaking of CBS programming and KFGO, we haven't really officially announced this yet, but it has been happening the last couple of weeks. If you are a 60 Minutes fan,
yes,
that is now a featured program on Sunday evenings here on KFGO, and you can expect that to happen every Sunday at 7 p.m. We will be carrying 60 Minutes here on KFGO, which is pretty exciting. Another great news feature.
It was up until just recently, CBS would not allow it.
Right.
The broadcast, the rebroadcast, and now they are. And there's another show that I just happened to catch on KFGO on Sunday.
Yes.
Eye on Travel.
Yes.
Isn't that a good show?
Yes.
You guys, it's a good show. Yes. This is just a great opportunity. Let's brag about some new programs we have coming to the weekends. Jill on Money is back on the air. And I've been hearing some people mention that. She's back. We have her featured on our weekend programming now. And this Eye on Travel, which is a new show, and it's great programming. Man, the first episode we aired here on KFGO is a couple weeks back now. He was interviewing a flight attendant, like, for what was that really popular, like the first airline?
For like Pan Am?
Yes, Pan Am.
Yep, that's what it was?
A former Pan Am airline stewardess, and talking about the industry and her experience. It was fascinating. I think she had written a book. Anyway, that show is really, really good.
Peter Greenberg is the host, and he's...
Thank you.
He's been a noted travel expert for decades, and it's does a really nice job with that show.
Does a really good job.
And
so,
to be honest, Amy and Eric Johnson worked really, really hard on getting some new programming put together for the weekend that... And they listen to a lot. In fact, you know when someone says, like, ooh, smell this? And you're like, no, if it smells bad, I don't want to smell it. There were some things where Amy was like, you've got to listen to this. It's just nonsense. And I'm like, why would I want to waste my time? You tell me what the good stuff is, Amy. I just want to listen to the good.
Yeah. And, you know, our evening programming on Sunday, we're sort of leaning into the fact that, like, this is going to be your news catch-up if you haven't for the weekend. We've got 60 Minutes. We have Face the Nation. We have Meet the Press again that we usually air on Sunday evenings. And we're going to try to keep that there so that it's always, you know, things get moved around on the weekends because of Twins games and other or sports programming, but we're going to try to keep sort of like Sunday and Saturday mornings kind of stay very constant for you. We're going to try to keep that. And Ion Veterans still on the air. The Takeout is another really popular.
Major Garrett from CBS. Yep.
Major Garrett. I love that show. That's another good one. If you haven't caught The Takeout, that's usually.
And to be quite honest, Seat usually Yourself at 11. Is a little bit of a ripoff off of The Takeout. Don't you think? Like
this,
you know, like this? We get together and like there's a meal. Yeah, I love when you can hear the dishes kind of.
Oh,
clang
you can always hear it clanking.
Like,
yeah,
they do it in a restaurant.
Yeah, you can tell that they're you know having a meal as part of it, and I love that show.
So we have Meet the Press at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and then usually The Takeout at 11. And now that it's Twin season, those noon games will follow with Inside Twins and Twins baseball on.
Spring
Sunday
and summer,
afternoons.
It's nice to catch up on those news programs.
It is.
Coming back from somewhere. Or, you know,
yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Yep. I love it. So that's very exciting to have 60
you know,
minutes.
JJ and I, typically on Sunday mornings, right into the early afternoon, we were watching all those news magazine shows live.
Sure.
So, I mean, everybody's outside and we're comparing notes. Did you see?
Really?
Oh, yes. We go back and forth. And boy, that was quite a segment there on me.
You and JJ do?
JJ and I.
You know,
oh,
yeah.
You and JJ.
Yep,
yep. Yeah.
Always
oh,
including that.
Yes, of course
water
you do.
I've got Meet the Press on. Sorry. Uh-huh.
be like, these are non-billable hours that need to be taken care of here. By the way, someone says, you guys, the visual of JJ bursting out of the studio to go check the pizza is making me LOL. Good news. None of them have been burnt. A little crispy, but none of them burnt.
But really, that is what happens. He throws his headphones and runs.
Oh, God.
And then Brian Janke apparently had been watching one of the pizzas
kind of
burn a little bit.
Oh,
or
really?
Like getting nearish burning. And then he goes, yeah, I was good. Once we made you get up and run to the break room, he comes in here and goes, yeah, I was going to warn him in a little bit that thing's getting... I was like, well, you could have pulled it off.
Uh-huh.
Well, the fire station is just a few blocks off.
Jay
is just like...
Someone did add, have you done a frozen pizza bracket yet?
Now,
no. That is a dang good idea.
We haven't. Okay, can you identify the three pizzas that you ate?
I'm going to lose all credibility.
Don't worry, because a reviewer doesn't need to know each one. I mean, I don't think it's fair of us to... only expect you to know, but
okay.
Like,
well, how about just you don't have to tell us the names of them, but rank them by taste. Rank them by taste.
I would say number one, which is a little thicker, crust is a little thicker, it seemed to have a little more ingredients, and I think that the sauce was a little tangier.
Yep. Okay, you'd rank number one.
I would
one
say
is
that would,
one.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say, and I'll name names. I'm going to say that is. 7th Avenue out of the Twin Cities.
You are
you
right.
Minneapolis.
Right, sir.
You are right
on.
Brian Brown Ice Cream Company in Northeast
wow.
Minneapolis. It's on Marshall. I think they have a little restaurant, and now they've gone out into the retail side, and I've noticed that Hornbacher's has them. And I, in fact, gave you a pro tip. They were 2 for $12 this week.
And guess who else noticed that when we were there? Amy and I. I think was like, it was hard for her not to buy two.
Janky did too. He was there last night. But they're good. And
okay, so you identified number one correctly.
7th Avenue.
And you would say that that's your number one for flavor.
Also available at select holidays.
Oh, there you go. Wow. Okay.
So I'll say that out of these three.
Okay, right. Number two.
Number two.
That's going to be a hard one, I feel
like.
Overdone.
I'm a little overdone.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's a thin crust Bernatello's.
Thin crust for number two, the second pizza?
Yeah.
It is not a thin crust Bernatello's. In fact, it's not even labeled thin crust at all. This is just how their crusts are. That was a Rhombus Guys frozen pizza.
Oh, it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I like Rhombus
Guys. Pepperoni.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with Rhombus Guys.
Now, maybe I did bake some of
the one got a little
flavor out. Yeah. You know? Yeah. A couple of carcinogens in there.
Now, number three is clearly the loser of this bunch. Can we all just be honest about that?
Number three retails for $3.99.
Yeah.
So, not on special.
That's going to be either Roma or Jax.
It's Roma. Oh,
you did
well
good.
Done, Paul Juergens. Well done. Well done.
I thought I was going to be completely wrong, and I only missed one, right?
Yeah.
Well, and that was, we kind of threw an oddball in the mix because they're much more known for their takeout or dine-in pizzas than they are their frozen pizzas. Right, so we kind of threw a weird one in the middle there.
Now, let me ask, what would you have liked to have on here? What other one should we have grabbed if we were going to get something that's high up on the Paul Juergens scale of frozen pizza?
I'm a fan of most pizzas, you know. Totino's? Nah, no.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, they make a very specific pizza for a very specific level of drunk.
Haggis out of Malacca.
Yeah.
We've thought about it. I saw that one, yeah.
There is one, and I believe they sold, I know they're sold in Otter Tail, Minnesota at Carr's convenience store. And I want to say it's out of Michigan or Missouri. Starts with an M. Wingman
pizzas.
Plenty of ingredients, a lot of good flavor.
Okay.
I have not seen them locally, but they're called Wingman, and it's got a picture on the of the label of an aviator pilot.
Oh, okay.
With the goggles on. So. Okay. But I want to say it's out of Michigan. So, you know, those are a couple. I'm a fan of 7th Avenue. What's the other one? I've sent pictures to you. There's some other brands in there.
Yeah, I could probably go ahead and look
at
here.
Your phone.
So let me ask you. There's one that I hadn't recognized that looks like it's Luigi's.
Yes, that's another one.
Is that a good one?
Yes, I believe that's out of the Twin Cities as well. I could be wrong. I usually look at the labels as to where they're from.
You do some deep dives.
He does some deep research on his frozen pizza. Yeah, I'm like this
out
is
of the Minneapolis area, and it's a third generation pizza maker, and their meat comes from an actual Italian.
You know what you can't find, and when I was growing up, was the little small pepperonis.
The ones that cup up?
Yes. Where do you find those?
Let me tell you something. Okay. First of all, you can buy that at the grocery store now. And they call them cuppers now.
Yeah, okay.
Amy and I did a deep dive because we were getting pizza from
Boston's.
And they do a diced pepperoni, a regular pepperoni, and then the little cups on it.
I grew up with cup.
They're so good.
I did notice.
And they shrivel up, you know.
Yeah.
When I was at Papa Murphy's, the take and bake place, they have cup pepperonis now.
And I got one of those.
How was
it? It's called like a Peppertastic pizza or something like that. They're good. Yes, they're very good.
Papa Murphy's has a triple type pepperoni variety.
Well, we know what to do for your birthday. Okay. Just get you a bunch of cup pepperonis.
Cup pepperoni pizza. You know?
And an orange crush.
There you go.
He's an easy man to please.
Sure is. Thanks, Paul Juergens. Hey. This was fun.
Invite me back next time that I owe you a favor, JJ.
You got it.
That was a little bit of blackmail today, but
It's all right.
It made for some fun. Some frozen pizza.
Amy could be a talent agent any day. She's going to negotiate the best deal for you. One of those nights.